Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Fooled by the conspiracy between his younger son and his wife, old Isaac gave Jacob the blessing of the firstborn. Is the way to a man's heart really through his stomach? Jacob thought so. He stole the birthright from Esau with a bowl of lentil soup. He stole the blessing from Isaac with a plate of goat stew. Now we wait for the other sandal to drop. Sure enough, in comes Esau with his freshly caught venison or whatever it was, and he brings a heaping serving to his father. Again the question from the blind old man, "Who are you?" And again the answer, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Genesis 27, verse 32. Can you feel the tension in the room? The Bible records, "Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, 'Who?'" That's verse 33. Then the sad news poured out. Jacob had beaten Esau to the punch. Isaac's stomach was full with the goat meat from Jacob, and now Jacob's life was full with the blessing of Isaac. Esau, grown man that he was, burst out with bitter crying. "Bless me also, O my father," he pled. But it was too late. He would be blessed, but not with the blessing of the firstborn. Here the New Testament adds its own commentary. "Be very careful," we're warned, "that you not be, quote, like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears." Hebrews 12, verses 16 and 17. Note, it was not his own repentance he sought. Are these the words of a penitent? Quote, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." Genesis 27:41. It was his father's mind he wanted change, not his own. But it was too late. Bartering earth's pleasures for God's blessings will always be a bad deal.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.